It's a strange season. It's a season when the child comes out in every one of us. And when instinctively we look up to God as our Father, and we feel like a very little boy or a very little girl. Do you know the reason? Christmas is for children. It's for those who receive this gift. It's only for children. It's for the children of God. For those who do not turn and frown and refuse the greatest gift ever offered, but who receive it and respect it and retain it. It's strange to have to turn to a letter to best capture the spirit of this season. But this letter is from Mrs. David Rice of Chatsworth, Georgia. And it's with her permission that I read it. After David and I were married, we went to church when it was convenient, prayed when we wanted something, and lived our lives the rest of the time. We waited 6 years to start our family until we had built our home, paid for our furniture, and had some money saved in the bank. Well, after Brad was born with an open spine, water on the brain, club feet, and other problems, the money was soon gone. After we saw him face surgery again and again, we realized we needed someone strong to lean on, the someone we had neglected so long. Stepping off the elevator with your child in your arms at Christmas and hearing Christmas music and seeing the decorations and not knowing if you'll make it this time really gets to your heart. He'd had brain surgery 2 days before and the shunt wasn't working, and the doctor thought he was going to have to operate again the next day. Brad was lying there in terrible pain, and suddenly I couldn't stand it anymore. The only private place in the children's hospital is the restrooms on the first floor. I went to a restroom, got on my knees, and said, "God, take him." I thought my heart would burst. I was ready to give him up for the first time. I went back up to the third floor and expected him to die any minute. But glory to God, at 4 a.m, he awoke free from pain and said, "I'm hungry." God's been so good to us. He's blessed us with another son whom Brad had prayed for, and our Alex is now 3 years old. Brad has always prayed, even to go to school, which he now does. He's in the second grade. In August, when our pastor made an altar call at the end of his sermon, Brad started rolling his wheelchair down the aisle at the first verse of the invitation hymn. I stopped him, but something said to me, "Leave him alone. You can take care of his physical needs, but this is something Brad has to do for himself." I don't know whether he's old enough to understand or not, but we all have to come as little children, don't we? We do indeed. And as long as I live, never will a Christmas pass that I don't remember Brad Rice starting to roll his wheelchair to the front of a church to receive his gift. The gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And you receive it as a child, or you don't receive it at all. You put aside everything that makes us fuzzy and indecisive and uncertain and intellectual and puffed up. This is a season when everyone's equal, equally in need of the gift, the greatest gift that's ever been offered. He came to die that you and I might live. And he came to earth that you and I might go to heaven. No wonder we respond as children in this season. In the honesty, awesomeness of this moment, we know God is the Father and we are the children.